Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Janet Entine.
Hi, John.
And we really have had a wonderful, wonderful program.
Superb.
Superb. All three ladies, Lisa Stern, Regina Anderson, and then Janet Sussin from NAMI, that the most important thing, I think the most rewarding thing about this radio program is what we're bringing to the people.
I agree.
And if you're listening to them, and the shows, fortunately, they're also archived.
Yes.
So you can go on and look up anything you want. You heard there was a show on a certain date, and re-listen to it because it's entertaining, but it's so educational.
There's so much information that you didn't know, you knew nothing about.
Right.
So it really is excellent.
You know, and the people involved with Project Independence are more informed
right.
than the average person. And yet Christina continues to find people that just, you know.
Yes, she amazes me, always.
You know, but that's you know, that's why she's in charge of the Christina Lou Show.
That's right.
I mean, you know, she's working away. You and I could leave right
perfect
now. We might
segue.
As well go home.
I know, that's true.
Yes, last week I was really put to work. I had to co-host and be a guest and produce the show.
It was a rough one.
It was quite a day, but it was all good. And today's show was really informative. You know, in Family and Children's, since the beginning, has been partnered with Project Independence. And it's just, it's really a great relationship because our social workers use them a lot of times as a reference. So if, you know, there's a really complex case or issue, you know, we'll refer it over to them, which is wonderful.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. There's just so many programs that they have, you know, and you forget. It's just really just a wonderful thing. And it was so great to have NAMI. And I want to give a shout out to Ruth, who's one of our co-hosts, because she actually suggested having
that, NAMI. You know, it's funny.
Yes.
I thought of Ruth because
so
I know she's involved with NAMI
yes.
somehow.
And she said to absolutely have them on. They're so wonderful. And I mean, and literally, because I was sitting in the back as captivated as John, because her opening sentence, immediately you were like, NAMI is the best thing ever. So it was really great. So we had a lot of golden nuggets today.
Absolutely. You know what? But Janet did say it, the other Janet. All these organizations, they help you and everything else. That's all wonderful. But they have to make you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's the
absolutely.
Most important. So this Janet Sussin, she had a little ray of hope when she realized there was some place she could go. And that's worth
right.
Money can't put a price on that.
Agreed.
You know, what it does for a person to realize that I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, there's somebody else in the situation. I'll get through it.
No, and that's definitely, that's what, especially in that kind of topic, you know, which I like that both of these things, I love when these segments
right,
jive
right.
together, we don't even realize it. And that's really just so important.
But now this
so
is a
important.
Mistake or this is planned?
It's planned.
Oh, okay.
It's all planned. I'm very meticulous.
No, because oftentimes you're doing it that way.
Right.
I would
like to take full credit for it, but sometimes, maybe subconsciously, I'm making it
okay.
work.
Okay, a lot sure, of them work but, that way.
Yes. But it's really great. And certainly in North Hempstead, there is a lot going on this weekend. Is Memorial Day weekend. So that's a big weekend in North Hempstead. And tomorrow night, John, is May 27th, and it is the Memorial Day fireworks, which is a huge event. If anyone's been there, Janet, have you ever attended these?
I have not.
Yes. Oh. It's quite the event. We recommend if you're going to go to try and get there a little early because parking is,
I've heard that,
is a
yes.
bit of an issue. I used to go all the time.
Early meaning the afternoon.
Yeah. Right.
Seriously. I've gone a few
Make
times.
A day of it.
3 or 4 o'clock. And hang out and bring dinner and sandwiches
yes.
and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you're allowed to bring everything in because you go at 7 o'clock. Well, fireworks aren't until like 9.
Yeah, well, the program starts at 6, and that's when they do a little remembrance of people that have passed away you
oh,
know,
okay,
in service.
Okay.
And the fireworks actually start at 9:15 p.m.
Yeah. So.
But there's a lot going on. You know, there's a lot of different things there. There's an Eagles tribute band that will
them,
be
right,
there too. Yeah, if you can park, they have like a little shuttle
right,
bus.
Right, okay.
That they offer. And I just want to remind people, because today is the last day to do this, so if you are a veteran, you're able to get a free parking pass for this event. It is going to, it ends it's today from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. is the final cutoff.
Is there a cost for parking?
That. Yes, there is a cost. and we left, me and John, because it's $7 if you pay by credit card, and it is $10 if you pay by cash.
Oh.
So it's a little, but John, would you like to tell us why he cracked the reasoning?
We cracked
for this?
The riddle because the town is trying to get away from cash.
Okay.
So you're getting a discount to use your credit card.
Okay,
which
that's
is
interesting.
Much better to keep control of it.
Yes.
Than have a couple of $1,000 right. at the end of the night in cash floating around.
Okay.
Because honestly, Christina and I were like,
We thought we were giving wrong information last year. But that is the verdict on that. So if you, I really encourage people to go. Hopefully the weather will be nice tomorrow. So fingers crossed, and it's really a great park, and they have an amazing fireworks display. I could say that firsthand. It's really absolutely stunning, the whole thing. So that is tomorrow. And also coming up, the town's building department is beginning its set of mobile evening office hours. It's going to be at a bunch of different libraries, and it kicks off at the New Hyde Park Library on Tuesday, June 6th, and on the at the Manhasset Library on Monday, June 12th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. The resident advocate will be there. That's Lauren Suma, who now she has a bunch of different responsibilities.
Right.
So she will be there giving information, and then there'll be also different people from the building department, which is really great because we certainly all know that that's a very intense topic, trying to figure out what you need, what you don't need, you know, what you should do. So here it's great because you could hear, you know, different questions from other residents and bring your own questions too.
This goes into a little conversation with Family and Children's Association, actually, because, you know, many people don't plan. And then all of a sudden when a plan does go into effect and you're going to have to sell mom's house, that's when you find out that you did work 15 years ago and didn't get the CO. Now you have to get a variance. It could hold up a house for a year.
Because,
unless you're paying cash. If you're paying cash, they don't care. No bank will give a mortgage for a house without a CO. So it behooves everybody that if it's in your – you've known if you've done – I did work on my house, but I'm clean. I did a CO. But if you've added an extension.
Yeah, well, and that actually, you know, that happened to a lot of people because I know from just talking with different seniors, they said, you know, when they bought the house or something, you know, something might have been done, so they weren't even aware. You know, and then all of a sudden the time comes out now, but now it's your problem. So you need to have all these. So I'll give a little shout out to my husband who is like very obsessed with having everything in order at
all
times to avoid ever having
an issue.
But it's important because you lose track of it.
Right, because it could happen. You know, and there's certain things you say, oh my God, well, I need a permit for this. I need a CO. You know, it's, you don't want to need, not even think of that.
And for a senior, it's time consuming, and
it's
you can lose that buyer. And you got a great price, and you need that to get into the home wherever you're going. And now the whole thing is a mess, and it's just, you know. And actually, there's a building in the city, that tall, skinny building. It's like the most expensive building in Manhattan now. It's millions of dollars a floor. The address is 53 West 53.
Wow.
Victoria. See, I couldn't play this last week. Do you know what the significance of 53 is?
Nope.
It's 53 days since Christina Liu's birthday.
Yes. Victoria will come to learn that is a big occasion on the Project Independence radio show. There's a count up to it, and there's a count once it happens, we count back.
Christmas means nothing in comparison to Christina's birthday.
You know, I was waiting, John, because I was sitting here yesterday and I was like, I have no idea how long it's been since my birthday. And, you know, I mean, these are the things that really plague me.
And I had it last week and I'm saying, but it's you. How am I going to ask you the question? I said, let it go last week.
I would have played along with you. Yeah, I could have played the role. But 53 days. Well, thank you, John. I will go home. I'll tell all my friends and family 53 days.
Christina celebrates for the month, not the day.
Yes. We're big on celebrating here. But thank you, John. I will write that down. But enough about my birthday. Another great program that North Hempstead is doing, because we always laugh. We say, you know, obviously Project Independence is all about planning, planning, planning. And North Hempstead as a whole really has programs to do that, too. So there are going to be these great programs, these home sustainability classes at Clark Botanic Garden. There could be all different topics, and it's really geared towards, you know, there's obviously environmental issues, and this is kind of slowing down that process and doing what you can to, you know, to really help the environment, because we're a very eco-friendly town in North Hempstead. The classes will be how to build a rain garden, native plant gardening, recycle the rain, and how and learn how to compost. So you could have a whole array of things. The classes are all free. The only thing you might need to buy for certain classes are just some materials, but you have to register for this. And it's really a great, I think it's a great thing that North Hempstead's offering. And it's at Clark Botanic Garden, which is certainly a beautiful place to take a class.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I just think that is great. Please call 311 to register for any of that as well. And Project Independence is having a really exciting new thing that we're getting a lot of calls in. So I recommend if you are interested to please call 311 for this. It's going to be on Tuesday, June 6th. And it's a bus trip to the Nassau County Museum of Art in Roslyn. This came out of actually, I think, Janet's advisory committee.
No, I don't think so.
It wasn't the Roslyn advisor?
No.
someone had, they were saying, you know, they really want more of these programs. So we were able to work together and, you know, get a certain number of people and go to the Nassau County Museum. There's the Halston style is the exhibit, which is Halston has, I mean, amazing things. There'll be all kinds of showing all of his wonderful work. And what's great is that they'll pick up this from different locations. So the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury, you'll get picked up at 10:30. At 10:45 from Fuchillo Park in Carr Place, at 11:15 at Clinton G. Martin Park. They'll scoop up everyone, and the tour is from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., and it's great because the docent has agreed to give you the tour and give you a whole
That's very good.
History on it. So you bring a bag lunch, and you could really make a day of it, and then you'll get picked up at 2:20 p.m.
And for those who haven't been, the museum is phenomenal.
It's
a beautiful experience.
And the whole thing is.
It's a manageable building.
Yes.
So that you feel that at the end of a couple of hours that you
absolutely
really have.
And that's great to mention because, you know, I used to always walk around there too because the grounds are
magnificent.
Like stunning, and you'll see all little artwork, you know, mixed in the grounds as well.
They have sculpture gardens.
So it's definitely something to check out. And what's great is that you don't need to worry about transportation.
Right.
So it's really a great opportunity for anyone that's interested. That is Tuesday, June 6th. You have to register for this, though. So call 311 or 869-6311.
Is there a cost?
To register. Nope, it is free.
No.
Oh, there is. There's a slight cost, right?
It's a cost of $12.
That's right.
$12. Okay.
It was a discounted cost of $12.
Okay.
Yes, they were able to do that.
But see, here's one of those examples of if you wanted to do a Project Independence thing. For $12, you're getting transportation. Mm-hmm. You go into the museum. And you can listen to the dosa versus talking to anybody.
Yeah.
Or you strike up a conversation with the person next to you on the bus, and you may make a friend.
Right.
So you're not forced to talk.
When
you go to
a
museum,
it's
easy enough to say, shush, I'm paying attention.
Yeah, and then you will pay the $12 at the museum entrance. So you don't have to pay ahead of time. You know, literally, once you get there, you pay at the entrance for that. So I encourage everyone, if you are interested, to go and check that out. We also have coming up is this really interesting thing that I actually have them on the radio because it's a new, speaking of technology and all these, we were talking during the break about this. Also on Tuesday, June 6th, it's called Phones for the Hearing Impaired, and it's a presentation by Jessica Coligan, who works for this organization. It's called Clear Captions Phones. It's a new kind of phone that it can really improve your communication with your family and your friends and just all around help your quality of life. We always talk about, you know, when you have this impairment, it could cause so many different things. You know, I think we were talking about it actually last week. So this is a new kind of technology that can help that.
Right.
So that is going to be at Port Washington Senior Center Tuesday, June 6th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. So call 311 to, you know, if you want to learn more about it or if you know someone that might need that as well. And speaking, actually, because we were talking about this last week, the Viscardi Center is offering, it's on May 30th, if I ever find the paper, May 31st. It's the Vision, Speech, and Hearing Awareness Day. It's a free session. There's hands-on demonstrations. There's free breakfast and lunch, which we want to tell everyone. I think that's great that the Viscardi Center is doing that. What I like about this is they're going to show you all different types of assistive technologies that can really help you age in place and, you know, help the quality of life, which is great. And there's free hearing assessments as well there. So if you also would like to need transportation to that, you could use Project Independence Medical Transportation, which is largely discounted. So call 311 for that. This event is on May 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Viscardi Center in Albertson.
Now, is there a fee to go into that?
Nope.
No.
Totally free. This whole thing is free, completely free. Your breakfast and lunch is free. Everything's free. And it's really, I went last year, and there's such wonderful, informative speakers there, too, that there's things out there that you would not even know. So it's really something to check out.
You know, I'm just looking at the flyer, and on occasion, we'll give a shout out to somebody, Kornreich Technology Center. Mm-hmm. I was with John the other night.
Oh, were you?
And he is
amazing.
A man who just gives out to so many organizations, him and his wife, helping people. And he comes into a meeting, you don't even know he's there. He sits down, he leaves, and next thing they're getting a check for $1 million. I mean, I didn't realize he's involved with this, but really, what a gentleman and what a tremendous.
No, and it's really, and you know, Viscardi Center and the Cornish, they provide such amazing service. You know, I've had the pleasure of going there and seeing really the innovative programming they do over there and how happy people are walking around those hallways. So kudos to them, and really definitely check it out because it's informative. Oh, we are quickly running out of time here, but let's I want to remind people the St. Francis Cardiac Screening Van is going to be at a bunch of locations in June. It kicks off on June 12th at the Great Neck Social Center. And this, you don't have to make appointments. You just show up on the bus. You can get, your blood pressure taken. They'll do a bunch of different screenings and give you education and referrals as needed. So that's June 12th, Great Neck Senior Center. June 15th is at Manhasset Valley in Manhasset. And on June 20th, it will be at the Sid Jacobson JCC. Like I said, you don't need to make an appointment, so it's great if you're
in
the area.
And no insurance.
Nope,
they
just
do
show
it
up.
And
literally, so if you see the bus, you just go on the bus if you're right in the area, which is wonderful. It's parked right outside. So that's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., but it's at 11 p.m. at Sid Jacobson. So.
Okay. Actually, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.